evening, everyone, and welcome to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas for tonight's Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears basketball. I'm Red Bull Mike Trace, and the Bears will tip things off tonight at 6 o'clock here in the Highland Classic, again with the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. Mammoth Spring Bear basketball tonight brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in McLean, Ozark College, along with FNBC Community Baker, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Hersey and staff, the Baxter Regional Healthcare Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, the Car Doctor Chew in Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer and Willow Springs, and the Mammoth Spring School District. Mammoth Spring Bears bring a record of 5-2 into the Highland Classic here at the Hudson Memorial Center. And they take on the Harrison Goblins, a team that's just getting their season underway. They played this past weekend over at Farmington, Arkansas, and got a win in their season opener. We're about 5 minutes away from the tip-off. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back and look at our starting lineups for tonight's game, game one of our basketball doubleheader here from the Highland Classic. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's been 25 years since Community First started as a locally owned, customer-focused community bank in West Plains. Stop by the main bank lobby in West Plains the week of November 14th through the 18th and help them celebrate. They'll have refreshments, door prizes, and giveaways. Come see why they live up to their name, Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back at the A.L. Hudson Center here in Highland, Arkansas. The Highland Classic, this is night number one. Couple of games here tonight, both involving the Mammoth Spring Bears. The boys will open it up here with Harrison, and the girls coming up with Mountain Home a little bit later on this evening. Let's take a look at our starting lineup. First up for the 5-2 Mammoth Spring Bears, coached by Houston Cooper, his first year as the head coach at his alma mater, Mammoth Spring High School. I had an opportunity to talk to Houston a little bit earlier, and a little bit nervous about this one tonight. He says, you know, still just getting my feet wet. Of course, first-year coach, his first ever head coaching job. And he says it's taking a little getting used to being on the end of the bench instead of the next seat over as the assistant. But here's how we'll start it tonight for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Gavin Boddy wears number 15. Braden Cray at the point, he wears number 5. Andrew Jones wearing number 32. Nathaniel Rogers is number 10. And Blake Rogers, number 33. Of course, that is senior Gavin Boddy, along with senior Braden Cray, senior Andrew Jones, senior Nathaniel Rogers, and junior Blake Rogers. Blake, the only underclassman starting for Coach Houston Cooper and the Mammoth Spring Bears. For the Harrison Goblins, they'll start with a lineup of number 10, Blake Schramm, number 2, Kason Hilligoss, number 23, Blaze Bond, number 10, or excuse me, number 0, is Cole Cecil. And number 11, Owen Styles. It's the Harrison Goblins and the Mammoth Spring Bears here from the Highland Classic in Highland, Arkansas. We'll be back with the tip in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears. Serving both Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. They offer general studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive and diesel mechanics, and more. Go online to get started. Ozarka.edu. Endless possibilities, close to home. Ozarka College.
And we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineup. Let me give us a moment to say thanks to our Mammoth Spring Boosters helping bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton Thayer and Mammoth Spring, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Jack Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Sunset Salon and Barbering of Thayer, along with Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Allen Supported Living, and the Steak and Shake of West Plains. They're announcing the lineup here for the Harrison Goblins. Mammoth Spring Bears will be up next. Harrison wearing the blue. Mammoth Spring wearing the home white tonight. They'll be the home team on the scoreboard. Beautiful facility here. If you've never been to the A.L. Hudson Center for a basketball game, need to get out and see them because this is just absolutely an outstanding, beautiful facility. Of course, home of the Highland Rebels. And they're actually, the Highland Boys are actually on the road tonight playing. And the Highland Girls will play here in this tournament tomorrow night, or in the Classic tomorrow night. Of course, Highland Lady Rebels, coached by former Thayer Lady Bobcat head coach Cecil Meyer, took the Lady Bobcats to a state championship just a few years ago. Good to see Cecil. And Lindsay here. Got here actually early enough to watch a little practice. Here we go, set for the tip-off. It'll be Gavin Boddy jumping up for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Number 11, Owen Styles in the middle of the circle for Harrison. Tip is up and controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Braden Craig's got it. Takes it to the right side. Cleans it down in the corner. That is Rogers. Rogers will give it now cross-court to Boddy. Boddy moving to the right elbow. Gets one down inside to Jones. Wide open for the bucket. Nice run. The Mammoth Spring Bears, a good offensive possession as they work the offense perfection for the wide-up layup for Jones. Mammoth Spring is on top early. Harrison with the basketball on the right side is Strom, their best player. He penetrates into the lane, shot is off the rim, no good. And rebound to Andrew Jones for Mammoth Spring. Here comes the Bears, a chance to go up by four early. Cray brings the ball into the front court, top of the key, bounces it on the right side. Now down in the corner to Boddy. Boddy working it for the lane, spins right, leans to the bucket and scores. Gavin Boddy, his first 2 points of the night. And the Bears up 4-0. Goblins coming the other way from Harrison, Arkansas. Got it out top to Bond. Bond's 3-point shot is off the rim, no good. Rebound Gavin Boddy, and the Bears will bring it up the floor. Cray works it up the left side. Harrison playing a little man-to-man defense here. Bears have been effective. 2 possessions, 2 buckets so far. Has got it out front. Rogers. Well, feed over to Cray. Cray bounces off the foot, but it goes off the foot of the defense. So it'll be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. Gavin Boddy runs it down to the backcourt, moves to the free throw line. Leaves it off top of the key for Jones. Jones back over to Cray. Cray down the left side of the lane. Spins, ducks under the defense, goes to the hoop, and lays it up in the air. Nice play by Braden Cray. Mammoth Spring Bears up 6-0 early, 6:24 to go in this first quarter. Harrison still looking for their first bucket. Again, the ball on the outside. Long 3-point shot is up, no good. Rebound down to Cecil. He can't score. And Boddy rebounds it for Mammoth Spring. Here come the Bears on a semi-break. Boddy right up the middle of the floor. Gives it down to Rogers in the corner. Rogers back to Boddy. Oh, bounced it off the defense and out of bounds. Bears will inbound on the far side. First substitution of the game. Number 15 will check into the ball game. That is Ryder Scribner for Harrison. Number 23, Blaze Bonds, is out. Craig brings the inbound pass to the top of the key for Mammoth Spring. Just under 6 minutes to go. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Yes, in Arkansas, they're using the shot clock. Here's Boddy going in the lane. Kicked out to Jones from the free throw line. Jumper short off the front rim. And rebound controlled by Harrison. Here they come. Cecil steps it toward the lane. Pulls up. Bounces off the backboard and in. Cole Cecil, the first 2 points tonight. And now Harrison wanting to employ a little bit of full-court pressure. A little 1-2-2. As he got it in the backcourt, and now Cray brings it across the timeline with 26 to play on the shot clock. And the ball stolen by Harrison. Here's a run out to Schramm, who takes it all the way to the bucket and scores. So the Bears give it up against the full-court pressure. And it's full-court pressure again, the 1-2-2 zone. Boddy with it. And got to Cray. Cray now gets it across the timeline back to Boddy. They worked it up with the pass. Back on the right side now. Goes to Cray. Sets the offense from there. Gives down in the corner for Blake Rogers. Back outside to Boddy. Saves him from going into the backcourt. And he didn't get it done. It's a backcourt violation. And the Mammoth Spring Bears have turned it over. Two trips down the floor. And the Harrison Goblins with a chance to tie the game with 4:53 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball goes into Schramm. Schramm looking to penetrate down the right side of the lane and travel with the basketball. Drum tried a little jump stop, didn't get his feet down together. He's called for the walk. And the Mammoth Spring Bears will inbound again against this pressure of the Harrison Goblin. Gavin Boddy over to Rogers. Rogers to the other Rogers. That's the Rogers. And now Boddy hit it across the timeline. Gavin going into the lane. Has the ball poked away from behind. Picked up by Harrison. There's a steal going the other way by Cray. Cray is going to get fouled as he goes to the bucket. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Going to be on number 15, Ryder Scribner, who just checked into the ball game. First foul of the evening against Scribner. First foul called in this game. Mammoth Spring Bears will inbound it down to the left side of the bucket. Now first we're going to get a substitution for Harrison, number 22, checks in, Hayden Martin. There's the inbound. Rogers triggers it in, got it to Braden Cray, top of the key. Cray takes left, now feeds it right side to Nathaniel Rogers. He'll go to Adam Jones. Jones gives it up for Cray. Cray looking to duck under the defense. They cut him off. Now to Rogers and Boddy on the left side. Boddy making a move to the free throw line. Off to Rogers in the corner. Three-point ball's up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Bears couldn't come up with it. Loose ball picked up by Harrison. Chance to tie the score here. Harrison swings it out front for Schramm. Schramm down the left corner. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound comes out long. Bears have got it. Running the floor down to Rogers. Rogers kicks it back out to Gavin Boddy in the corner. Out of Cray on the wing. He'll kick it out top and around to Nathaniel Rogers. Back over to Adam. Andrew Jones. Andrew Jones in the corner. Bounces one in the lane. Ball picked up by Rogers, who goes to the bucket and scores. Nathaniel Rogers, the pass wasn't intended for him. But he followed up, picked it up, and laid it in. Here's a three-point ball on the other end, up and good for Harrison. Number two, Kaysen Hilligoff hits a three, first three-pointer of the game. That makes it an 8-7 ball game. Mammoth Spring with the lead. Got it down to Rogers in the corner. His three ball's up off the rim, no good. And a foul on the rebound to be called on. That's going to be on Gavin Boddy. Gavin Boddy of the Mammoth Spring Bears called for the foul. On the rebound, non-shooting foul, first team foul against Mammoth Spring tonight. And now Schramm will check out of the game. Number 23, Blaze Bonds, is in for Harrison. Harrison Goblin bring it up down by one. 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Been a good first quarter of basketball. They run the offense, cutting through the lane. Here's a three-point ball up and good. Ryder Scribner off the bench to hit a three, and Harrison is up to 10-8. Mammoth Spring still having trouble with the full-court press, and Harrison with a steal. Got it around inside to Cecil. Couldn't hit the layup. And a rebound controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Nathaniel Rogers got it. Off the body. Body up in the corner to Rogers. Rogers backs down the defender. Couldn't get a shot. Back out to Nathaniel Rogers. Penetrates in the lane. Gives it off to Andrew Jones. Andrew turns left. Shoots just a little bit short. And a rebound picked up by Harrison. And here come the Goblins with the basketball. Up by two. Scribner going down in the left corner. Spins. Runs down the baseline. Lays it up off the window and in. Well, Scribner's come off the bench and scored 5 points, and Mammoth Spring wants a timeout. 2:25 to go in the first quarter. 12-8, Mammoth Spring Bears trail Harrison by 4. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Oh, we're back here at the Highland Classic. First game of the Classic this week. Mammoth Spring Bears and Harrison Doubloons. Good first quarter. 12-8. Mammoth Spring down 4. They'll have the basketball, and Harrison still in that full court pressure. Bears have had problems with the full court pressure. And here's a about the Bears breaking down the court, got it inside for Jones. His shot is partially blocked, and a rebound picked up by Harrison. They run the other way, and the Mammoth Spring Bears got back on defense, knocked it away. Actually, that wasn't Jones on the shot. That was number 34 for the Bears, Braxton Sneed. Sneed is in for Mammoth Spring. Number 34 had that shot blocked. Harrison with the basketball, they inbound it, give it right back in the corner. Long three-point shot is up and no good. Came hard off the rim and to Scribner. Scribner takes it down in the left corner. Needs it out front and around the horn. Here is Hillegas. Hillegas gives it back outside for Scribner. Three more? No, that one's no good. Rebound by Sneed for the Mammoth Spring Bears. So Bears with a chance to get back within two here. Minute 49 to go in the first quarter. Braden Craig gets it across the timeline just in time. Works it to the top of the key over to Nathaniel Rogers on the left side wing. He'll give it up to Blake Rogers. Blake will give it back out to Craig. Craig working it down the right side of the lane. All the way to the bucket. Couldn't hit the shot, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul's going to be on number 15. That is Kyle Scribner. That'll be number two on Scribner tonight. Well, Scribner called for his second foul. That'll send Braden Craig to the free throw line. Braden Sear hits the first free throw. 3 points to lead the Mammoth Spring Bears here in the first quarter. He'll shoot for another, try to get his team back to within the bucket. Craig, number 5 in a blue and white uniform, white with the blue trim. Second free throw is good. Well, the Mammoth Spring Bears are back within two. Harrison with it. Right side they go to Cecil. Cecil, 3-point shot up and no good. Braden Craig got the rebound for Mammoth Spring. And here come the Bears. Craig will bring it up out of the backcourt with a minute 16 to go in the first half. Or first quarter, I'm sorry. Bears working around the perimeter. Got it over to Boddy. Boddy on the left side wing. Down to 20 seconds on the play clock. Boddy moving into lane. Kicks it back out to Rogers. Rogers back over to Boddy. Working it through a double team. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Harrison. So under a minute to go in the first quarter, Harrison with a basketball. Racing to the front is Bond. Gives it down in the right corner for Cecil. Cecil takes it out top. Gives it to a cutter in the lane. That is Martin. Martin goes up with a shot. That is blocked. And a foul going to be whistled on the Mammoth Spring Bears. I think they're going to get Braden Craig. Yep. Blocked that shot from behind. They're going to call him for the foul. Be the second team foul against the Mammoth Spring Bears. First personal foul on Braden Craig. And the free throw is up and good for number 22, Hayden Martin, for Harrison. Now 5 different Goblins have scored in the game. 4 Bears have scored already in this one. Harrison up by 3, and second shot is no good. Rebound, Gavin Boddy for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Still with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bears with a chance to get back to within 1 here with a bucket. Craig to Rogers, up to Nathaniel Rogers, and now to Gavin Boddy, misses it to the elbow. Leaves it up there for Sneed, back outside now to Craig. Out of 15 seconds on the play clock. Craig looking the backdoor cut to Gavin Boddy. Had trouble with a handle. Ball loose on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. And it'll belong to Harrison with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. 13-10. Mammoth Spring Bears trail by 3 here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Number 10 walks it into the front court. That is Blake Schrum for Harrison. These are on the right side to Martin. Martin looking at the cutter and Lang left it for him. That is Bond. Lays it up and in off the window. Nice play by Blaze Bond. That's a tough shot. Here's a long shot from him. It's bringing the buzzer. No good. That's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, 15-10. Bama Spring Bears trail the Harrison Goblins. We'll be back to the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy-saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now we're back at the A.L. Hudson Center. 15-10, our score at the end of one quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears trail the Harrison Goblins here in the Highland Classic. First of our basketball doubleheader for you tonight. Coming up immediately following this game, we'll have the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears as they take on the Mountain Home Lady Bomber. Mammoth Spring to open the second quarter with the basketball. Raiden Craig got it out front. Substitution here for the Bears. Number 30 is checked in. That is Garrett Odell. Bears worked the ball around the perimeter. Got it to Craig. Down the right side of the lane. Back out in the corner. Body for three. That one's up off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by the Goblin. Garrett Odell starting the second quarter here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Number 30. Another junior. Harrison slow to bring it up out of the backcourt. Crossing with 29 seconds to go on the play clock. Arkansas School playing with a 35-second shot clock this year. Harrison working around the perimeter. Long three-point shot is up and no good. And a rebound going to be taken by Harrison Stiles, Owen Stiles, and he gets fouled. That'll be on the Bears' Andrew Jones, number 32. Foul on Andrew will be his first of the game. Third team foul on the Mammoth Spring Bears. Harrison will trigger it in under the bucket. Got the ball to number two, Hilligoss. Hilligoss in the lane. His shot is blocked. And the rebound comes out long to Harrison. Hilligoss got it back in the corner. Shoots another one. This one is no good. He runs to get his own rebound, and it bounces off of his fingertips and out of bounds. Mammoth Spring Bears will inbound it. Bears will inbound down by five. Neither team has scored here in the first minute or so of this second quarter. Bears work up against the full court press of Harrison. Got it across the timeline to Body. Body dribbles through a double team. Dribbles it back in the corner. Gives it out front. Now around the horn to Braden Craig. Craig back over to Body on the right side wing. Body a little head and shoulder fake. Gives to Nathaniel Rogers. He goes in the lane. Gets it out to Andrew Jones. Andrew looking to pass it back out of there. And got it to Odell. Odell now to Body with 11 on the play clock. Body has the ball stripped away. And the loose ball picked up by Harrison. Here come the Goblins. Malachan Schramm takes it down the left side of the lane, gives it up outside, and gets it right back. Looking to penetrate, goes to the baseline. Cut off, pulls up, fadeaway jumper, good. That's a nice play, Blake Schramm. Kid's a good player. Number 10, Blake Schramm for Harrison. Well, fadeaway jumper from just outside the paint. And the spring again, coming against the pressure, got the ball up the court. Got it to Andrew Jones, under the bucket, fakes, gets his man off his feet, goes up over the top and scores. Andrew Jones with 4 points here in the first half. And the Bears back to within five. Here comes Schramm running the other way. He goes all the way to the bucket and puts it in for Harrison. So Schramm has started to heat up. He scored the last two trips down the floor. He's got six in the game. And he leads all scorers now. And the Spring Bears with it. Braden Craig out on top. Craig will work it to the top of the key. Leads it over on the right side to Blake Rogers. Is it the Body? Body working the baseline, goes to the bucket, couldn't score. But a foul's going to be called on the Harrison Goblins. I believe it's number 23. And the, I never did number two. Number two, that is, I don't know, he's out of the game. And here's the man with Spring Bears with a bucket. That was number 32, Andrew Jones again. With the bucket for Mammoth Spring. I'm looking over the trying to find out who that foul was on, and they never did post it. Harrison with the ball down the other end. Shot is up and good. A little banker off the window by Owen Stiles. Number 11 for Harrison, his first 2 points of the game. Harrison's got this five-point advantage. They just keep staying right there. Mammoth Spring Bears needing to convert another bucket here to stay within that five-point range. Here's a long shot. Braden Cray for three, and it's good off the right side. Braden Cray now with seven. First made three-pointer of the night for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And just like that, the Bears are back within four, 21-17. Harrison with it. They'll dump it down left corner, back outside to Schraub. Schraub gives to Stiles. Shot from left elbow is no good. Rebound tips up, controlled by Mammoth Spring. Excuse me, controlled by Harrison, number 23, got the rebound. Bond, he went up with a return shot. He's fouled by Andrew Jones. Foul on Jones for Mammoth Spring will be his second of the night. Comes with 4:42 to play in the first half. Mammoth Spring down four. Number 23, Blaze Bond, at the free throw line, shooting the free throw. And the first one is up and good. Harrison led by Schrum with 6 points here in the first half. Mammoth Spring led by Braden Cray with seven. Andrew Jones with six. Second free throw is up and good for Bond. So Bond with four, and the lead is back to five for the Harrison Goblins. Braden Cray brings it into the front court. Harrison pulls off the full court pressure here. And Cray on the left side of the floor feeds it over to the right side and gives it to Nathaniel Rogers. Penetrates down the lane, keeps it out. Three-point shot is up. That's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and finally run down by Rogers from Mammoth Spring. Blake Rogers with a nice play. Gets the ball in the body. Body takes it down to the right baseline, swings around, has the ball poked away and out of bounds by the defense. 4:11 to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring down 6, 23-17 with the basketball. Braden Cray inbound under the bucket, looking inside. Nobody open. His pass out front. The lob pass is stolen by Stiles. Stiles trying the lead pass up the floor, and it goes out of bounds. Tried to get it to Blaze Bonds. He couldn't hang on. Ball skips out of bounds on the inline. Mammoth Spring will inbound it here. Down by 6. 4:05 to play in the first half. Cray. Got it in the front court to Blake Rogers. Blake will move it to the right side of the circle. Leads it over to teammate. Now right back to Cray out on top. Cray trying to penetrate. Hangs in the air. Shoots no good. And the rebound taken by Harrison. By the way, Mammoth Spring with number 30 out on the floor, Garrett Odell. Here's a shot up and no good for Hilligoss. Rebound controlled by the Harrison Goblins. And back up and in. And they give that one to number 0, Cole Cecil. His second bucket of the first half. He's got four. And the lead is now 8 for Harrison. Mammoth Spring Bears bounce it to the elbow. Got it there for Curtis Michaels. Michaels kicks it outside, and Cray will take it. Cray moves it to the left side. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers over to Odell. And now to Gavin Boddy. Boddy kicks it down on the baseline. Back outside now to Cray. 4 seconds on the play clock. Shot is up by Odell. Three-pointer in the corner. Good! Just as the buzzer sounds, number 30, Garrett Odell, hits a three for Mammoth Spring. That helps the Bears. They're down now by 5. Harrison with it. 2:49 to go in the first half. Here goes number 0, Cecil, penetrates in the lane, pulls up with a short jumper that's good. Cole Cecil's been on a run here. He scored the last two trips down the floor for Harrison. And the Goblins back up by 7 again, 27-20. Mammoth Spring Bears trying to hang close here in the first half. With it on the offensive end. Got it down in the corner for Odell. Odell cross-court to Rogers. Rogers Michaels at the free throw line. He tries to leave it off. And the ball stolen by Harrison. Number 2, Hilligoss with it. Gets to a cutter in the lane. That is Bonds. His shot is up no good. Rebound. Controlled by Mammoth Spring. Odell running the floor. Now waits for his teammate. Gives the ball to Gavin Boddy. Boddy looking to drive the baseline. And back to Michaels. Michaels around the horn. Now to Rogers. Rogers penetrates to the free throw line. Keeps it outside to Boddy. Boddy hasn't got his shot going yet. Here he penetrates in the lane. Shoots no good. But a foul is going to be whistled on the play. That'll be on the Harrison Goblins. Number 2, that is Kaysen Hilligoss. Call for the foul will be his first of the game. And it'll send Gavin Boddy to the free throw line. Gavin scored the first 2 points of the night. Has not scored since. And the free throw here bounces out no good. Gavin Boddy have a little bit of trouble finding his shooting eye here tonight. Substitutions now for Coach Houston Cooper. He gets Andrew Jones back in the ball game. Also number 10, that is Nathaniel Rogers back in. Second free throw is up for Boddy, and it's good. So Boddy hits one of two, pulls the Bears back to within six. And 3 points for Boddy. Harrison down the other way. They get to the cutter in the lane again. A little shot block there on the way up, and the ball bounces out for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They've got it on the run. Gavin Boddy, quick up the floor, hangs in the air, shoots, no good. Rebound, going to go off the hands of, ooh. Oh, Coach Cooper, not too sure about that one. I'm not either, but they give it to Harrison, said it was off the hands of Andrew Jones. I don't think the Mammoth Spring Bears fans like that call at all. Harrison's got the ball. Top of the key, they give it to Bond. Bond swings over to Schrum. Schrum down in the corner now to Martin. Three-point shot, no good. Gavin Boddy with the rebound. Boddy got it out to Braden Cray. He pushes it up the floor to Nathaniel Rogers for three. That one bounces off the mark, no good. Now the rebound taken by Harrison. Bear fans wanted a foul on the shot, and Rogers got knocked to the floor. Here's Schrum on the other end. Three for Harrison is no good. Rebound picked up by the Goblins. In the lane is Bonds. Turns, can't score. Tip is up by Schrum. No. Rebound again by Hilligoss. Kicked it outside. Ducks under the defense. Gives it to Schrum, and he hits a three. Unfortunate for the Mammoth Spring Bears. They had a chance to rebound that second miss. Didn't get it done, and the Goblins scored three on the play. We're down to 40 seconds on the first half clock. 24 on the play clock. Bears get it down to Boddy, driving the baseline, a little running one-hander, no good. And they're going to call a foul. Going to call this one on the floor. Foul is against number 22, I think it was. That would be Hayden Martin, will be his first of the game. Three inbound play from Mammoth Spring. The alley-oop, they got it to Boddy, who scores. Gavin Boddy on the alley-oop, hits the bucket. Mammoth Spring Bears back to within seven with 23 seconds to go in the first half. We're at the Highland Classic. Down to 18 seconds on the game clock. 16 on the shot clock. 12 seconds to go now. Actually, the shot clock is off. So 9 seconds to go in the half. Harrison works it around the perimeter. Got it on the right side. Now up front to Schrum. Schrum moving off the screen. Gets it back out for Cecil for three. That one's off the mark. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 30-23. Mammoth Spring Bears trail the Harrison Goblins at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. Back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
I am Solomon Cornelius.
I am Kimmy Conder.
I am Chris Cornelius.
I am Bobby Bear.
We are Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor 2 has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer on 63. And yes, they do oil changes every day.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back at the A.L. Hudson Center, the inside of the Highland Classic here in 2022. And a good ball game here. The first half is over. We're at halftime. Mammoth Spring Bears and the Harrison Goblins. And Mammoth Spring on the short end of a 30-23 score as the Bears scored right with Harrison. And it was the end of the first quarter kind of got the Bears in trouble. Harrison put on a little 1-2-2 zone press. And they outscored the Mammoth Spring Bears 15-10 in the first quarter. And then outscored Mammoth Spring 15-13 in the second. And the Bears kind of heated up from the three-point line. Got a three-pointer from Braden Cray and a three-pointer from Garrett Odell to kind of keep them in the ballgame, down by just 7 here at the halftime break. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. We've got more of your halftime report coming up from the A.L. Hudson Center, the Highland Classic. More basketball here, by the way, tomorrow night from the A.L. Hudson Center. Maybe the Highland Lady Rebels will be in action here tomorrow night, among others. And coming up a little bit later tonight, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will take on the Mountain Home Lady Bombers in our nightcap of our doubleheader here from the Highland Classic. Take another time out. We'll be back. Look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
It's been 25 years since Community First started as a locally owned, customer-focused community bank in West Plains. Stop by the main bank lobby in West Plains the week of November 14th through the 18th and help them celebrate. They'll have refreshments, door prizes, and giveaways. Come see why they live up to their name, Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to change your life? Well, get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka College has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka College is affordable. Apply today at ozarka.edu. Endless possibilities, close to home, Ozarka College.
And back at the A.L. Hudson Center, let's take a look at our scoring. First up for the visitors on the scoreboard, that would be the Harrison Goblins. They're led by Blake Schrum. Schrum has scored 9 points in the first half to lead the way for Harrison. 6 points for Cole Cecil, 5 for Ryder Scribner off the bench, 4 for Blaze Bond, 3 for Kaysen Hilligoss, and 1 for Hayden Martin off the Harrison bench. For the Mammoth Spring Bears, they're led by Braden Cray. Braden's hit a 3 and has scored 7 points in the ballgame. 6 for Andrew Jones, 5 for Gavin Boddy, 2 for Nathaniel Rogers, and a 3 for Garrett Odell. Just before the play clock expired late in that first half, that pulled the Bears to where we are right now. Mammoth Spring trailing 30-23 here at the half. They trail the Harrison Goblins. Again, the second half of our doubleheader coming up a little bit later on tonight, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mountain Home Bombers here from the A.L. Hudson Center. Well, say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping to make the game possible tonight, including the Steak and Shake of West Plains. Boy, I could go for a double steak burger and order fries right now. Allen supported Living of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering of Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Olson, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring. Take another break. We'll be back with your second half in Mammoth Spring Bears trail Harrison by 7 at halftime. We'll be back to Highland in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
And we're back. We're getting ready for the second half of our first half of our doubleheader tonight. The Mammoth Spring Bears and the Harrison Goblins. Mammoth Spring trailing by 7 at the intermission. 30-23 is your score. And it'll be Harrison basketball to start the second half. Here we go. Mammoth Spring Bears with the starters back on the floor. We'll check those as we go here. Harrison also with their starters back out there. Number 10 with it on the left side is Shrum. Leads all scorers in the game with 9 points. Shrum feeds one on the left side. Long shot is up and good. Kaysen Hilliga gets a three. His second made three-pointer of the game. And just like that, Harrison up by 10. And the Spring Bears trying to match him here. They get on the right side for Rogers. Rogers out on top to Boddy. Boddy hands the ball in the lane to Andrew Jones. The nice spin move. Couldn't hit the shot. And rebound control by Harrison. Here come the Goblins. Got it quickly up the floor. Now on the right side for Hilligos. Takes it out top. Leads it off to number 15. That is Scribner. Scribner with a soft shot up and good from the free throw line. So Scribner starts the second half after scoring 5 points in the first off the bench. And he's got two already in this half. Seven, second leading scorer for Harrison, and playing off the bench tonight. Mammoth Spring Bears with the ball, working around the outside, working against a man-to-man defense of the Harrison Goblins. Here's Cray on the left side wing. He's one around to Rogers. Rogers bounces to the free throw line, spins down, kicks it back outside to Cray for a shot. Good! Braden Cray from 17 feet knocks down the jumper. Mammoth Spring Bears' first 2 points of the second half, and it cuts the lead down to 10. Harrison working it down the left corner. Got the Hilligos. Hilligos driving in the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. Braden Cray has it taken away by Bonds. He puts up a shot. No good for Harrison. And the rebound taken by Braden Cray. Here come the Bears with a chance to get back to within single digits. Cray walks up the right side. Feeds it to Andrew Jones. Jones tries to bounce it right back to him. Lost the handle. Now kicks it down the corner to Bobby for three. That one's good. Gavin Bobby. Not one down from downtown. And the man with Spring Bears back to within seven. Harrison with it. Scribner on the left baseline. Kicks it outside and around the horn. Now they go right side. Now on top for Scribner again for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. And Gavin Bobby yanks down the rebound for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Bears with a bucket here to get back to within six. Jones has got it. Leads over to Bobby on the right side. Squares up a three. That one's no good. The rebound comes out long. Controlled by Stiefel for Harrison. He lost the handle in the backcourt. Gets it back. Takes it up to the right side wing. 5:26 to go in the third. Ball goes left side in the corner to Bonds for three or two. That one's good. Just inside the 2 point for the 3 point line. Bonds hits for two. And it makes it a 10-point ball game again. Harrison on top. And with Spring Bears taking their time, bringing it up into the front court. Give the ball to Rogers. Rogers out top the body. Now to Cray on the left side wing. Braden gives it up on top. Now to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers spins at the top of the key, gives it back out to Cray, trying to drive the baseline, back and down to the defender. Now ducks under the defense, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Harrison. Number 23, Blaze Bonds with the rebound. He's up the hill, he goes. Out down in the corner for Scribner. Scribner out on the wing, feeds it back out to hill, he goes. And now Shrum. Shrum behind the back on the dribble drive down the left side of the lane, kicks it back out front. 3 point shot up, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around and controlled by Andrew Jones for Mammoth Spring. Here come the Bears. Mammoth Spring down 10 with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. They'll bring it into the front court with Braden Cray. Braden swings it on the right side to Nathaniel Rogers. They'll give it up to Blake Rogers. And now over to Bobby. Bobby down the right side of the lane. Has the ball stripped away. Picked up by Hilligoss. Hilligoss off on a run for Harrison. Misses the layup. And a rebound controlled by Nathaniel Rogers from Mammoth Spring. Long no-look pass up the floor is stolen by Harrison. Nice play by Schrum. And now gives the ball up to Scribner. Scribner on the right side. Back out on top for Bonds. His shot no good. The rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears again. Harris quickly. Got up the court to Blake Rogers. Outside now to Cray to Nathaniel Rogers. Looking for the shot. Couldn't find it. Feeds over to Bobby. Bobby on the left side wing looks to the cutter in the lane. Couldn't see him open. Gives it back out to Braden Cray. Now to Bobby for three more. Yes, sir. Gavin Bobby starting to heat up. He's got 11 now in the game, and Mammoth Spring back to within seven. Harrison hadn't scored the last couple of trips, and the Bears making a little run here midway through the third. Harrison with a quick trigger on a shot. No good. Driving down with the offensive rebound with Cecil. Driving down the left side of the lane, and he's fouled by Gavin Bobby. Bobby from Mammoth Spring picks up his second foul. Coming here a little over midway through the third quarter. 3:12 to play in the quarter. Going to the free throw line to shoot two. Is number zero. That is Cole Cecil. Is zero actually a number if it doesn't mean anything? That's the question. Second free throw rolls off the rim. No good. And rebound controlled by Mammoth Spring. Andrew Jones got it. He'll give it up to Gavin Bobby, and here come the Bears. Down by 8, 39-31. Cray with it on the left side wing. Kicks it down to Bobby on the baseline. Bobby moves into the lane. Kicks it back outside. Now down low to Andrew Jones. Big man spins. Has his shot blocked by Stiles, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball. You know Andrew Jones. You know he's a big lad. With Stiles kids, about 3 inches taller than he is. Big kid for Harrison. Mammoth Spring inbounds the ball. Got it out front for Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers swings it on the right side to Blake Rogers. He penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back out to Braden Cray. Cray spins down the left side of the lane. Yo-yo shot is no good. And they'll call that a shot clock violation. The ball never hit the rim. I'm having trouble remembering that shot clock. Arkansas schools have gone to the 35-second shot clock here in 2022. Here's Andrew Jones out of the game, and number 34, that is Braxton Sneed, back in for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Bears down 8 with 2:28 to go in the third. Harrison with the ball. They penetrate into the lane. Couldn't get a shot away. Here's a give outside to Stiles. Stiles lost the handle. Gets it back. Shoots. No good. Rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Nice rebound there by Blake Rogers. Takes the ball into the front court, gives to Nathaniel Rogers. Over to Braden Cray now on the left side wing. 2:05 to go in the third. Cray's pass is stolen by Harrison. Here they come. Cecil right down the middle of the lane all the way. The bucket lays up and in with the underhand shot. Well, Cecil, third point of the third quarter. And it's a 10-point lead again for Harrison. And Coach Houston Cooper wants a timeout for Mammoth Spring. Minute 52 to go in the third. Mammoth Spring down 10. We'll be back to Highland in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. As we all know, new vehicles have been very hard to come by lately. But in West Plains, we have truckloads of new vehicles arriving daily. That's right. We have the most inventory here in stock that we've had all year long. Hurry in today before they're all gone.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas, where the Mammoth Spring Bears are down 10 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Bears working the ball on the offensive end, got it over to Gavin Boddy. He'll square up a three. It's good! Gavin Boddy with his third three-pointer of the third quarter. He leads all scorers tonight with 14 points, and the Bears are back to within 7. Here's Harrison with it. Minute 27 to go in the third. Shot is up. No good. Ill-advised shot there early in the shot clock, and the Mammoth Spring Bears bring it back the other way. And we're going to get a whistle, and we got a foul call on Harrison. Number 2, Kason Hillegas. Hillegas called for the foul. That'll be his second of the night. Neither team with anybody in serious foul trouble. And we head down to the final minute 17 of the third. Mammoth Spring Bears inbound the ball. Got around the horn to Boddy. Looking for another three. Instead goes inside. Blake Rogers will turn around. Jumper's good! Blake Rogers, first 2 points of the night for Mammoth Spring. And the Bears are back to within 5. 41-36. Harrison coming the other way. Scribner down on the baseline left side. Brings it over to the right. Shot is up and good. Nice play by Cole Cecil, who has now 11 points in the game. He has scored 6. He scored 5 in his quarter. Harrison goes back to the full court pressure here. Bears break it. Cross court pass going to Gavin Boddy. Boddy looking to penetrate. Kicks it back out to Blake Rogers. Spins right. Feeling it. Puts the shot up and it's good. Blake Rogers with second straight bucket from Mammoth Spring. And the Bears again back to within 5. 43-38, 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. And there's a nice move by Harrison's number 15. That is Scribner. Scribner with 9 points now off the Harrison bench. Mammoth Spring back with the ball. 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. Bears get tied up in the backcourt. And we get a timeout call by Coach Houston Cooper. It was going to be a 10-second call if he didn't. So timeout on the court with 12 seconds to go into third. Bears down 7. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
About 12 seconds left in the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears down by 7, 45-38. Had to call that timeout to keep them getting a 10-second call. Now Braden Cray off the inbound gets the ball into the front court. Got it to Nathaniel Rogers. Down to 5 seconds to go. Got it over to Rogers for 3. It's a buzzer and it's good. Number 33, Blake Rogers hits a 3 off the left side. The Mammoth Spring Bears have kept the lead to 4 as we head to the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring down 45-41. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor, too, has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor, too, just north of there on 63. And, yes, they do oil changes every day.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Back and set for our fourth quarter of action. It'll be Mammoth Spring Bear ball to start the fourth quarter. Bears are down by four. Big run by the Bears in the final 3 minutes of that second quarter. Actually outscored Harrison 18-15. Harrison still playing the man-to-man defense. Bears bring it in the front court off the inbound. Got it out front for Odell. Odell thought about taking the three. Doesn't. Gives it off to Braden Cray. Braden Cray, a little lob pass inside to Andrew Jones. Jones has to run it down in the corner as the defense tips it. Bears continue on the offensive end here. Got it down to Gavin Boddy. Thought about the three. Now a little head and shoulder fake around the defense all the way. The bucket for the way in. That is 16 on the light for the senior from Mammoth Spring, Braden or Gavin Boddy. And Boddy leads all scorers in the game. There's an air ball for Harrison down on the other end. Mammoth Spring down by two. That was a quick shot. I mean, we still had 29 seconds on the play clock, and Harrison threw up an ill-advised shot with a two-point lead. Mammoth Spring here with a chance to tie. We're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Harrison Goblins. It'll be on number 10. That is Blake Shrum. Shrum going to be called for the foul. That will be his first of the night. And substitution for Harrison, Blaze Bonds checks back in the ballgame. Mammoth Spring Bears inbound the ball, down by two with 7 minutes to go in the game. Bears have been down by as many as 10 in this game. Off the inbound, here's Braden Cray. Swings the ball on the right side, now left side to Odell. Odell back over to Braden Cray. Looking to take his man one-on-one all the way to bucket. Shot blocked from behind, and the rebound goes all the way out of bounds off the hands of the Mammoth Spring Bears. Coach Houston Cooper wanted a foul on that play, but didn't get one. Shot was blocked from behind by Shrum. Harrison with it. In the right corner is Bond. Bond kicks it out on top for Cecil. Cecil all the way around the left side, lays it up off the window. It's good! And the foul. The and one foul will be on number 30 for the Bears. That is Garrett Odell. First foul of the night on Odell. And the bucket for number zero, Cole Cecil, gives him 13, make it 14. As he hits the free throw. So back to a 5-point lead here for Harrison with 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Braden Cray brings up across the timeline for the Mammoth Spring Bears, taking his time. Now feeds over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy to Rogers. Rogers right back to Cray. Cray looking to penetrate, going to the bucket, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the drive. That'll be on Cole Cecil. That'll be his first of the ballgame. And that'll be team foul number 3 on the Harrison Goblins. Mammoth Spring's only been called for 2. Very clean game here tonight, especially for this early in the season. And Braden Cray going to the free throw line. Braden is 2 for 2 from the line. Make it 3 for 3. 10 points now for Braden Cray. Bears are led by Gavin Boddy with 16. We still got 6 minutes to go. Second free throw is up and good. So Cray hits them both, and the Mammoth Spring Bears are back to within 3. Harrison with it. And a tablet, a little call. In the lane goes Scribner, puts up a shot, no good. And rebound taken by Andrew Jones for Mammoth Spring. Here come the Bears, chance to get back to within 1. Boddy gives it off in the corner for Odell. Odell looking for the outlet and gives it over to Cray. Cray on the right side wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Moves off the screen. Looking to penetrate. Can't find the shot. Feeds it over to Rogers. Rogers back to Cray. Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Bears will start the offense here. Little backdoor cut to Gavin Boddy, who lays it up and in off the window. Braden Cray to Gavin Boddy. 18 on the line for Boddy, and the Mammoth Spring Bears are back within 1, 48-47. With 5:24 to go in the ball game. Cecil's with it for Harrison. Pulls up with a shot at the elbow. No good, but they're going to call a foul on Braden Cray. Got up there, tried to mess with the shot, and Braden picks up his second foul of the game. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Mammoth Spring Bears. And the free throw is up. First one is good for Cole Cecil. Cecil leads Harrison in scoring with 15 points tonight. And he will get ready to shoot another. It's on the way. Looks good from here, and it is. Cecil with 16 to lead Harrison. And the Goblins back up by 3, 50-47. Abbott Spring Bears looking for an answer on the other end. Still a lot of time left in this game, 5 minutes and change. Braden Cradle, the crossover dribble, gets open at the free throw line, doesn't take the shot, leads off to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers over to Cray, pulls up after a little juke and jive, no good. Rebound taken by the Bears, shot is up, no! We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the floor. Andrew Jones in there working hard. He got the rebound. Foul called on Harrison's number 23, Blaze Bonds. That'll be the first tonight on Bonds. Non-shooting foul. Bonds will check out the game now. Number 11, Owen Stiles back in for Mountain Home, or excuse me, for Harrison. Mammoth Spring Bears looking to run the inbound play. Got a hurry now. They bring it all the way back into the backcourt. Ball is taken by Nathaniel Rogers. They'll give it up to Braden Cray with 4:52 to play in the game. Bears down three. And somebody hit one from downtown for the tie, or will they go to get within one? They've got 23 seconds on the play clock. Here to give to Jones at the elbow. Turns, faces the bucket, now hands it to Braden Cray. Cray moving off the screen, tries to bounce pass. That ball is kicked by the defense. Picked up by Gavin Boddy, who lays it up and in. Gavin Boddy with the offensive rebound back in with 20 on the line. And the Mammoth Spring Bears are back to within one. Bears fans getting pretty excited here. 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Harrison working it down inside. The shot blocked by Gavin Boddy. Gavin Boddy gets up and blocks the shot of Kason Hilligoff. And it'll be a foul call then on Hill or by Schramm on the rebound. And here we go. Mammoth Spring Bears will inbound the ball. Down by one, 50-49. Officials came over, talked with both coaches. A little bit of trash talking going on out there on the floor. Mammoth Spring Bears inbound the ball against the full court man-to-man pressure. Braden Cray brings it up out of the backcourt, races up against the timeline. Gets knocked down, no foul call. They're all going to get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Harrison Goblins. 50-49, our score, 4:02 to play in the ball game. Remember, second half for a doubleheader coming up. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears getting ready to take on the Mountain Home Lady Bombers here at the Highland Classic, A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. First night of action. Here's Harrison working around the perimeter. Long shot is up and no good for the Goblins. And again, you got to wonder about that shot selection with still 20 seconds left on the play clock. Mammoth Spring, here's a shot up and good! Nathaniel Rogers hits a three from way downtown. And the Mammoth Spring Bears have retaken the lead 52-50 with 3:29 to go in the ball game. Mark that one down. A huge shot by Nathaniel Rogers. Here's a Harrison working the ball inside. We're going to get a whistle and a foul as number zero, Cole Cecil, caught the ball. He was fouled. I believe that's on Gavin Boddy. Yeah, and that'll be number three on Gavin, so he's got to be careful here. Harrison working the inbound play. They got to bring it way out front to Scribner. Scribner moving down the right side of the lane all the way to bucket. Shot no good. He got bothered, but a foul is going to be called on the play. Foul called on the play on the Mammoth Spring Bears. That is on Big Andrew Jones. Jones picks up his third of the night. So Boddy and Jones each with three, with 3:13 to go in the ballgame. And it puts Scribner at the free throw line for Harrison. Ryder Scribner hits the free throw. 10 points for him. Second, Harrison Goblin in double figures tonight. The second one trying to make it a tie game. It is good. That ties the score 52 with 3:13 to go in the game. Again, full court, man-to-man pressure by Harrison. Braden Cray, helping to get it across the timeline. He does on the dribble drive. Now pulls up on the wing, gives it out front to Jones. Jones looking at a cutter, and then gives it out to Blake Rogers. Blake Rogers gives it back over to Cray on the left side. 14 seconds on the play clock. Oh, a nice no-look pass by Trey. Got it to Jones. His shot was blocked, but a foul to be whistled on Harrison. Foul called on Stiles, number 11. That'll be his first of the game for Harrison. And team foul number 6. So the Bears start shooting the 1-1 on the next one. 2:49 to play in the game. We're tied at 52. Andrew Jones trying to break the tie. Free throw is up and good. Andrew Jones with 7 points on the line. The big Mammoth Spring Bears senior. Player number 32. Trying to give the Bears a 2-point advantage here with 2:49 to go. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Harrison. We got a 1-point game. Bears with the lead. Harrison with the ball. Scribner up the right side. Moves off the screen. Feeds it out on top for Cecil. Cecil down the left corner to Hillegoss. His shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Rogers. Here's it. Pokes away from behind. We're going to get a held ball call. And the possession arrow belongs to the Mammoth Spring Bears. A held ball will belong to the Mammoth Spring Bears. Now substitution for Harrison. Owen Stiles to go out of the game. Number 23, Blaze Bonds checks back in. So Mammoth Spring will inbound it here with 2:32 to go in the game. Up by one, 53-52. Remember, the Bears were down 30-23 at half. They've outscored the Goblins here in the second half. Bears running the offensive set. Rogers with it, top of the key. Leads it over to Cray. Cray, a little floater in the lane. One-handed jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Harrison. And the Goblins now the chance to go back up by one with a bucket. Here's Scribner going down to the baseline. Spins away from the defense. Feeds it out front. Now to Schrum. Schrum down the lane. Shoots it up off the window. No good. Rebound controlled by Rogers for Bama Spring. Bear fans applaud the move. And here come the Bears. 1-point lead. Minute 53 to go. Got it over to Rogers. That is Blake Rogers. Out on top now to Cray. Out near midcourt. Cray looking to penetrate. Going all the way to the bucket. Shoots a floater. No good. And a rebound taken by Harrison. And here they come. And Braden Cray is down on the other end for Mammoth Spring. We're going to get an official timeout here. Braden Cray came down awkward. It looks like he's got a cramp. Yeah, it looks like he's got a cramp in his calf. Coach Houston Cooper will come out and he will take a look at that. Here we are, minute 34 to go in the ballgame. Mammoth Spring Bears up by one. We've got an injury timeout. And it looks like Cray will be okay. He'll have to come out of the game. Somebody get that boy some pickle juice or a banana or something. As he is cramping. Came down. He'll go over and sit on the end of the bench and try and stretch that thing out. Number 30 checks in his place, Garrett Odell. Braden Cray and his 10 points on the Bears sideline with a cramp. And they're getting him some water. Try and get rid of that cramping. Harrison with the basketball, inbounded down along the baseline in the corner. Got it out front for Schrum. Schrum gives it up to Scribner. Scribner looks in the lane. Nobody open. He'll kick it on the right side. And now down in the corner for Cecil. Cecil spins away from the defense. Well, backdoor cut. Nice play. Oh, the bucket wouldn't go down with a foul that we called on Mammoth Spring. Hillegoss got free on the baseline. A nice pass from Scribner to get him the ball. And the foul called on the Mammoth Spring Bears will be on. Oh, that's on Gavin Boddy, and that'll be number 4 on Boddy tonight. Bears leading scorer. In foul trouble here now, serious foul trouble. And the free throw is up and good for number 2, Kaysen Hillegoss. 7 points for Hillegoss, and we're tied at 53. Here comes Braden Cray back in the ballgame for Mammoth Spring, their ball handler. He's going to have to handle it some now. Minute 17 to go in a tight game. We're tied at 53. Hillegoss at the line trying to break that tie. And the free throw is up. This one bounces in and out. No good. Rebound. Gavin Boddy for Mammoth Spring. And the Bears will bring it up against full court man-to-man pressure. Minute 12 to go. Cray in the backcourt working against Cecil. Brings it across the timeline. And, oh, we got a 10-second violation. Braden Cray didn't get it across in 10, and the Bears turn it over. In a tie game with a minute 6 to go. Harrison will inbound it. Got it in for Cecil in the backcourt. Feeds it left side to Schrum. Schrum gives it up, cuts to the bucket. Bears cut him off. Gives it over to Scribner. Elbow with a jumper. Good, he got the roll. Scribner gets the roll for the Goblins. Harrison up by two. Mammoth Spring Bears with the ball. Through the three-point shot out of the corner. No good. Rebound, Jones. He goes back up with a shot and gets fouled. Andrew Jones down a big offensive rebound and got fouled on the way back up. That foul will be on, well, it didn't matter. But the Mammoth Spring Bears down by two have got Andrew Jones at the line, shooting two. That was on number two, Kason Hilligoff. And we're going to get a timeout call. Ice in the shooter, maybe. 42 seconds to go in the game. Mammoth Spring down by two. They've got Andrew Jones shooting two free throws when we come back after this 30-second timeout.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has four orthopedic doctors and two podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And we're back after the timeout. Andrew Jones will be at the free throw line shooting the two-shot foul for the Mammoth Spring Bears trying to tie this game. 42 seconds remain. Jones has scored 7 points tonight. He is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Hit one just a little while ago. This one is up and good. Hits the front of the rim. The backboard falls straight down through the hole. Andrew Jones pulls Mammoth to within one, 42 seconds to go in the game. So the Bears will get a shot at it, even if Harrison goes down and scores on the other end. Second free throw is good for Jones. We're tied at 55 with 41 seconds to go. 30 seconds on the play clock as Harrison crosses the timeline. And got the offense set, looking for a good shot here. Way out front is Scribner. Scribner will work it down. To the elbow. Give it back outside for Cecil. Cecil penetrates. Kicks it back out to Scribner. To the free throw line. Penetrates in the lane. Throws it up. Count it and a foul. Oh, my. They count that one and the foul on the Mammoth Spring Bears. So Scribner with a beautiful move down the left side of the lane. And the foul on the Bears is, well, I didn't see who they called it on. Really, it's kind of elementary. They called it on number five, Braden Craig, his third. So the bucket is good for Scribner, and the free throw is good. That makes a three-point game with 19 seconds to play. Three-point game with Scribner. Hits the free throw to give him 16 points on the line for Mountain Home, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back for the final 19 seconds in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back to the final 19 seconds here at the A.L. Hudson Center. Final 19 seconds of the first half of our doubleheader. Remember, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears coming up against the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. That one is scheduled for a 7:30 start. I'm not clear if they will wait till 7:30 to start that one, or if we'll start just a few minutes after this one is complete. The Mammoth Spring Bears have got the ball. They will inbound it, have to go the length of the floor, and they've got to have a three here to tie. Down by three, 58-55. Ball's inbounded to Braden Craig. Gives it off to Rogers. Rogers brings up across the timeline. Gets it across in plenty of time. Now over to Boddy. Boddy looking for some room to move. Gets the ball off to Rogers for three. It's good! Blake Rogers hits a three with 2.8 seconds remaining. And Harrison takes a timeout. 58-58 our score. What a shot by number 33, Blake Rogers, his second big three-pointer in the second half. We've got a timeout on the floor. Let's take a timeout as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Health Care. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Health Care in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Well, I gave you the wrong Rogers that hit that three. That was Nathaniel Rogers, number 10, that hit that three to tie the game here with 3.8 seconds to go. Harris inbounds the ball. They got it up in the corner. Shot at the buzzer. Good for the win. Oh, my goodness. The shot in the corner is good for the win by Cole Cecil for Harrison, Arkansas. Cecil hits the shot, and Harrison will pick up the win 61-58. Well, that was a long 3.8 seconds. And the Mammoth Spring Bears go down to the feed, but what a game. What a battle. We saw here tonight in the first game of the Highland Classic. Again, your final score, 61-58. The Mammoth Spring Bears go down to the feed on a buzzer beater by Cole Cecil, his 19th point of the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.